Okay, for the story today, I'm going to be switching roles a little bit. So I have three parts. I'm me, and then, in the story, she has a choice to make, and I switch between trying to make her to get the bad decision and making a good decision. So, hats. When I'm wearing the black hat, that means that I am trying to get her to make a bad decision and do the wrong thing. And when I'm wearing the white hat, it means I'm trying to get her to do the right thing, like an angel. Yeah. Today's story is about one of the wisest men who ever lived.
You mean it's about me?
No, his name was actually...
Einstein.
No, his name was Solomon. He lived a long time ago in Israel. His father, David, had been a good king, and when Solomon's brother, Adonijah, tried to take over the kingdom, David passed the throne on to Solomon.
That's a lot of names.
Well, just remember that Solomon is the new king.
So one night, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream.
And offered Solomon anything he wanted.
Do you mean like a genie?
I guess so.
He got three wishes?
No, just one wish, but it could be for anything he wanted, anything in the whole world.
I'd wish for a million more wishes.
He got just one wish, no extra wishes. Not three, not a million, just one wish.
Solomon thought about what he should wish for. As he did, he was tempted not to do the right thing.
Hey, Sol, why don't you ask for some money? You could have anything you want. You could be the richest person in the world. Ask for money, Solomon.
I could ask for some money.
Don't do it, Solomon. You know what money does to people. You've seen it. They're never satisfied. It's like drinking salt water to quench your thirst. You only get more and more thirsty.
On the other hand, there are a lot of things that money can't buy.
Power. Ask for power, Solomon. Rule the world. You can tell people what to do. You can be in charge of everyone.
Wow, I could be king of the whole earth.
No, Solomon. The more powerful you are, the less you rely on God. Too much power might lead you away from God.
Nah, I don't want to be king of the whole earth.
Ask to be famous, Solomon. Get your name in lights. You could be a movie star.
What's a movie?
They haven't been invented yet, but they're cool.
Yeah, I could be a movie star.
Some of the greatest people in God's kingdom aren't famous at all. Fame isn't what you need, Solomon. It's humility.
No, maybe I don't want to be a movie star after all.
Ask for a long life, Solomon, and ask God to get rid of your enemies.
I could live for 1,000 years. I could ask God to wipe out all my enemies. I could be the greatest king ever.
No, Solomon, think this over. What would God want you to do?
No, maybe I don't want to be a movie star after all.
We did that one already.
Yeah, I could invent movies. That's what I could wish for. Okay, I don't know if I'm smart enough to know what to choose.
So, Solomon admitted that he wasn't wise enough to rule God's people.
Oh God, give me the ability to know right from wrong and the wisdom to lead this land.
Good wish.
So God gave him even more than he asked for, sending him riches.
And honor.
And a good long life.
And then Solomon woke up, but the dream had been real.
Time for breakfast.
Kind of. He was so thankful, he threw a great big party for all of his workers.
And from then on, Solomon grew richer.
And more famous.
Because of the great wisdom.
That God had given him.
The end.
Please bow your heads for prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for allowing us to make choices on our own. Thank you for helping us make good choices. Thank you for promising us the strength to always do the right thing for you. Amen.